Last week, we talked about the Isser Chitza on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has five Inuyim on Yom Kippur. Rambam Machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, the Din Doraisa, and Rabbanan. Also, Lirchot Yom HaKippurim, Ben Bechamin, Ben Betzonim, Ben Kol Gufo, Ben Eivre, Echon, Fu Etzbekan, also Lahoshim Amaya. And the Rambam doesn't tell us at this point. And he says, Mishay Alech Meluchoch Betit. Yeah, your hands are dirty. So, whatever makes your hands dirty. Rochus Kedarka. Yes. What is necessary? What is necessary for the purpose of getting your hands? Chochayvi tefilos. Anyone's mechuyev in tefila. Tolan kedarkon. Bein b'tisha b'av. Bein yom ha-kippur. Okay. Rama doesn't define whether Rechitza Zasser in general or Rechitza Shel Tanuk. You take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Is Simen Tov Reish Yud Gimel? He says like this, also lirchos b'yom ha-kippurim, b'yom b'chamim, b'yom b'tzonim, and he's quoting verbatim the Rambam, afilu l'hoshit etzbo b'mayim also. He says, v'yom hoyu yodav v'ragu v'shagufu m'lochem b'titot soa, shenot avdam mechot mo, your nose is bleeding, v'aklin mutul v'cholzom. And the Rambam will stop here. Machaba adds his perish on the Rambam. He's basically quoting the Rambam. He says, Shelo osu ela rechitza shel ta'anuk. The only thing the asin is rechitza shel ta'anuk. So he's defining it. That makes it very, and therefore, if I'm a chuyif tefila, and I'm not doing a rechitza shel ta'anuk, I'm going to tefila because I want to be tahor. So it's not a rechitza shel ta'anuk. No to odom yot now. He says, you go to the bathroom. Of course, you have to wash your hands before you dama say bracha or anything. He says, in hitel mayim, shif shif yodo wasu tzrochov, ulirchotz, tevel yodo mluchoch, as we treat that as if my hands are dirty. Says the Ramah, v'rochetz atzov kishrei etzba osov. Where is the Ramah coming from? Ramah is coming from a very simple fact. The big machlokas. When you do Netilas Yadayim in general, you do it to your knuckles, you do it to your wrist. We paskin, you do it to your wrist. Comes the Ramah, says, no. Me ikir adin, we paskin knuckles. Except, it's a chumrah we have to be yosef all days to do it to the wrist. But on Yom Kippur, we limit ourselves to the ikir adin. Rochetz ad sof kishrei and spa osof. It's the rush. Okay. And holy the Beis Medrash, we said, I go here, I'm going there. I go to shul in the rain. Hakmuptai over Rabo, and he has to pass the water, has to pass the river. Fine. Okay, now. I have all sorts of things. The problem is, we have to understand, the Rambam is a little confusing. The Rambam, that, so when the Mechaber is just plain quoting the Rambam, adding a few phrases here and there, so it's very clear that he interprets the Rambam to be a Chizr Shaltanik. But that means as follows. The Rambam says, any Stam Ruchitza, I put my finger in water. No, Shaltanik, whatever I want to put my finger in water, I don't know. So, any Stam Ruchitza, Kavonas Ruchitza is automatically, by definition, Ruchitza Shaltanik. I have to have an opposite Kavona to exclude Ruchitza Shaltanik. The opposite Kavona is necessary. Now, is all opposite Kavona good or not? No. For instance, it says, let's see what it says. Ha'holich le-Beis Medrash. I'm going to the Beis Medrash. Ha'akub ne'yof of a rabbi. He's going to a dvar mitzvah. Misha godom mena b'choch. Olo tzorche mitzvah. Yochol avu b'mayim ad savaro. I can walk through a river. What that means, what's going to happen? I'm going to shul. Tisha B'Av in Yom Kippur in the morning, and it's pouring rain outside. And I'm going to come out drenched. It's fine. I'm going to a Dvar Mitzvah. But let's say every morning I walk for an hour. You're stum. I enjoy walking. And it's raining outside. Not allowed. Mechaber said not every kavana excludes Ruchitza Shaltanik. I have to have an opposite kavana, but only certain kavanas are allowed. It says, O Lutzorche Mitzvah. Then he says, for instance, Davkula, okay. Rav, I'm worrying about a Talmud. I want us and the interesting halach and Shulchan Aruch. So Bryce, also lava b'mayim they lay the chetz al Talmud for the Talmud to come to the Rebbe. Yet it's mut the Rebbe to go to the Talmud. No. And it's a Gemara. The mitzvah is for the Talmud to go to the Rebbe. Sometimes the Rebbe cares more about the learning than the Talmud does. So he's afraid the Talmud's time to rain around. So, okay, I'll go. I'll sit down and learn with him for half an hour. No. That is not the Dvar Mitzvah is for the Talmud to go to the Rebbe. So what do you see from here? You see from here a very, very clear thing. There are certain specific kavanas that have to be made in order for me to exclude that stam ruchitza is ruchitza shtari. Dvar mitzvah, number one. Number two, there's another halacha. Haholich rishmo peirosov. It's a gemara. Mutalava b'mayim b'halicha. Alo b'chazara. Now, what's the mitzvah here? So, the kavon is hefsed moment. Okay, what is it? So, there's another kavon. Mitzvah is a kavon that excludes Ruchitza Shaltanik. Hefsed moment is something that excludes Ruchitza Shaltanik. But I need, there are certain specific kavonas that exclude Ruchitza Shaltanik. Okay, now, then we get to a very, okay. Now, so let's get back to the Rambam that we talked about. before we move on to other things. The Mechaber says, Mishra keri b'zman azeh. B'yom ha-kipurim, imlachum, okay. Also, we hold goof all lid fall. Afal pish, even though, why, it's a minig. Comes along the Rambam. He's straight out of the Rambam. Now, the Gross says, where the Rambam, and he shows where the Rambam gets things that are ma'akev a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, but if it's a minig, no matter how important that minig is, not a lot. So what do we see? Mechaber has explained to us, Stam Rechitza, if Stam, I want to walk in the rain and it's pouring out, and that time it wasn't raining Yom Kippur, so then worry about raining Yom Kippur. We live in different climates very often. It does rain Yom Kippur. I have to have an opposite kavanah to exclude that stam rechitz rechitz shaltari. And the Rambam, the Mechaber, have two kavanahs that the Gemara allows. Kavanahs mitzvah and kavanahs hefsed mamon. Number one. Number two. There's the Rambam that no one really understands. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam writes that he never passed against his father except in this one psak. And if he's sure if his father, when his father, when he wrote, he said, my father was alive, I'd argue with him, he'd agree with me. Netilas Yudayim Shachris. Now, Netilas Yudayim Shachris, there are a bunch of different mitzvahs, reasons for Netilas Yudayim Shachris. But, can you give me a Rambam Avo? Take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. Rambam says like this. Chamish dvarim ma'akfemis hatfil, afa bishigia zmana, taharis yodayim. Ketzer, rochet yodo b'mayim ad haperek, means until the wrist, yachar chispalo. So, Rama says, and he goes on. So according to the Rambam, part of Hochon Likras Elokecha Yisrael, what does that mean? An important concept that applies to anyone who davens. So if someone comes davening here in slippers, someone who comes davening with shirt out, not hochin l'kras l'kech Yisrael. No. When Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, came to the White House to visit Trump, he always goes around in his battle fatigues. He walked into Trump with his battle fatigues. Trump threw him out. Come to the President of the United States dressed properly. Kal v'chomer hadvarim to the Melech Malchim, Melechim HaKadosh Baruch. You stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you stand in a proper way. And if it's an attitude, I'm rolling out of bed, I'm coming in. It's not the attitude. So part of Hochin L'Kras L'Kech Yisrael is cleanliness. So the Rambam doesn't talk about Netilas Yodayim with the coats. He talks, a person's hands are very often not the cleanest. Whatever. If you go, and therefore, if a person is going to meet the Melech Malchim Lochem, wash your hands, make sure you're super clean. But that's not an absolute requirement. Even though the Rambam writes, it's ma'ake v'satfila. Ma'ake, he says, chamishadvar ma'akvin v'satfila. That means, if you daven without washing your hands, it's either not a tefillah, it's a toeva, of going to different levels. Ma'ake v'satfila. But then he says, it depends what if there's no water around. No water around. Bamedvar mu'um, he says, Hoya beinu v'na mayim, if between him and mayim there's more than shmonas alofim amo, 8,000 amos. What is that? 8,000 amos is, oh, if an assume an amo is, let's say, even a conservative estimate of an amo, 18 inches, foot and a half. So that's 12,000 feet. 12,000 feet is a little over 2 miles. It's a long distance. Bamed Ramalufonov and Mahoya Mokum Hamayim Achrov. But if it's back, okay, it's only at a mill. My, you can walk in 18, 20 minutes. Okay. So what does that mean? So according to the Rambam, where's the Rambam coming from? The Rambam's coming from that, and he's not talking about shachris. He says talk about altfilas. And if you don't have it, you wipe your hands and you make sure there's nothing greasier, etc., on your hands. So if water is available, you wash your hands. So therefore, it's not a chiyuv gomer. So according to the Rambam, it's as if Yom Kippur, there's no available water. So I can daven without washing my hands. On the other hand, a lot of other Rishonim hold differently. They hold the reason for Netilas Yadayim Shachris is Ruach Ra. Whatever that means my hands have something on it that has to be removed by washing them. That is why washing 3 times or 4 times back and forth is to get rid of Ruach Ra. The minig is 3 times, the gross said 4 times. So then, according to that, they said the Rambam makes no sense. And get rid of dirt, I can get rid of Ruach Ra. According to the Rajba, has nothing to do with Ruach Ra, in the Din and Shachris, that it's a mitzvah to wash your hands without, and the Rajba has a whole lengthy explanation. According to the Rajba also, there's no problem. The only reason the Rambam ended up saying what he did is because it's not a chi of gomer, and if water is not available, you don't have to do it. And therefore, you know, keep as if water is not available. Okay, so, and therefore, you don't have one of the two matirim. One of the two matirim is, number one, mitzvah. Aram is not a mitzvah. It's just a ma'akev and tefillah. According to the Rajba, it's a mitzvah. It's Yadayim Shachris. According to the Rambam, not Ruach Ra, and it's just part of Hochem Kassel Kech Yisrael if water is available. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Yom Kippur, we treat it as if water is not available. Our minig is not like the Rambam, because the Rambam is a Das Yochid, and our minig is to wash our hands as we would do it during the year, up to our knuckles. according to the Rama, because based on the Rosh. Okay, this is what I wanted to finish off with Tilus Yadayim Shachas and all Isurei Rechitz. Now I wanted to get into various aspects of Yeshiva Sukkah. Yeshiva Sukkah is an interesting mitzvah. To the best of my knowledge, it's such a wonderful mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah I can mekayim while I'm asleep. I always say it's wonderful. I go to sleep and mekayim a mitzvah. Usually, when you go to sleep, you can't be mekayim a mitzvah. Here, what's the Rambam defines mitzvahs? Now, and for those of you who are not used, who come from the northern climates, where it's cold, not used to sleeping in sukkah, when the Mishnah talks about mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, the ikir it talks about is sheinu b'sukkah. More than that, it's while it's mutter to eat nachilas arai outside of the sukkah, we'll define what that is. It's also to sleep a shenish arai outside of the sukkah. Friends, I had to change where I davened leil sukkahs. Why? I davened a shul that someone gives a dvar Torah between Kabbalah, between Friday night, between Kabbalah, Shabbos, and Meir. Generally, the level of intelligence is pretty low on it. And generally, I used to fall asleep. Leil Sukkahs, I find myself struggling to go through a Shenas Arai if I would daven in that shul. So, why? Now, I'm not going. Ram defines it as Ketzer he mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. Shehei Adam ochel v'shose, and he throws a key word, v'dor, and living. A sukkah called shivas hayomim, ben b'yom ben b'layla. Kiderach Udor Babeso Bashar Yamos Hashono. Well, call Shiva Sayomim also Odom as Beso Arai, Asuko So Keva, Shinama Basuko Stage with Shiva Sayomim. I have for 7 days to treat the Sukkah as my main home. Okay, he says. Now, then it goes on. Kalim Noim. He has beautiful silver. Keep it in the sukkah. Everything in the sukkah. That means act and treat it as if it were your home. And that's a general mitzvah. That is my Mokum Keva. Now, and that's one halacha. Ochlim v'sholzim v'yishenim v'sukkah kol shiva ben b'yom ben b'layla. That's another halacha. What is that about? The osulech osud chutz v'sukkah kol shiva. Elam kein ochel achiras arai. Ram says like this. I have to make the sukkah my mokum kavua. It's also for me to turn any other mokum into a keva. So if I'll sit down, so that means, what am I doing? If I sit down to have a big meal outside the sukkah, so right now I'm being koveya myself outside the sukkah. I'm a mavatul l'chi of what? Of making the sukkah a mokum kavua. There's chiyuv. There are three levels. We'll see. There are three levels of mitzvah sukkah. There's the chiyuv. There's a general chiyuv. Treat the sukkah as it were your permanent home. And then what do I do in my permanent home? I eat there, I drink there, I sleep there, I learn there, whatever I do in my permanent home. I talk on the telephone there, whatever I do. I entertain guests there. Treat it as your permanent home. That's the chiyuv. Okay. Now, and I'm not allowed, no. Because of that, it's the machlokas in the Gemara. One Tana says, I can't call me sukkah la sukkah. This is my home. So, someone asked him, what happens if you have two homes? If you have two homes, you can have two sukkahs. This is your home. We pass, I can have a number of homes, even if during the year I have only one home. But this is my home. I'm not allowed to, that's number one. Number two, I'm not allowed to do any kviyos outside the sukkah. So if I eat a suras keva outside the sukkah, that means I'm being mevatel the fact that the sukkah is my makom kavua. Then he said something. Why? Because in addition, there are two levels of the mitzvah. Level number one of the mitzvah is to make it my makom kavua. But then the Rambam says, any activity I do in the sukkah is a kiyama mitzvah. Anything I do. That is why the Rambam writes that according to the Rambam, when you have, any moment you go into the sukkah and do anything there, you make a brach. It's all one, because it's a kiyama mitzvah. The Rambam holds that you make a kiyama mitzvah on a mitzvah for shus. Those of you who learned shechita last year, why does the Rambam say you make a bracha ala shechita? Because every time I shecht, it's a kiyama mitzvah. So the Rambam has three things. Now, Kolzma, that's why he says Kolshem, when she constellation of a sukkah called Shiva, Mavarach, Kodem Shiyeshev, before he sits down. Now, why before he sits down? Very simple. Not Leshev B'Shukah means sitting in the sukkah, no. No. Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph from Aleph says, the word Leshev means to dwell there, to live there. It says, they lived in Klaus for 19 years in Kodesh. But it is, I have to do some degree of kviyas. If I'm just passing through the sukkah, that's nothing. If I do any activity, but often kavua in any way, by sitting down, but sitting down and learning, sitting down and meeting people, whatever it is. Before I sit down and act in Ofen Kavua, I have to make a bracha. Now, the Ramah raises a problem. Ramah raises a problem as follows. In the Arotzos Hatzfonios, northern climates, it gets very cold. What about sleeping in sukkah when it's very cold? I remember times when I sat in the sukkah and it was snowing. I live in Boston, which is further north in New York. It was snowing. So here the Ramah says as follows. Yeah, that's the Hilchos Sukkah. For Islamic. Mashenogim Achshav, says the Ramah. And when I was in Poland, they're called there. It's cold. That's the first thing. There's a problem with that. Problem is, because there's aloha mitzvah potem in our sukkah, that I have to treat the sukkah as my house. That means, therefore, if it's raining, and if it was raining like that in my house, I pick up and leave the room. I can pick up and leave the sukkah. Okay. So, but let's say, for instance, I had a problem once. Where my sukkah is on top of a park, and one year, one night of sukkahs, a group of very rowdy young boys and girls who were high on whatever they were high on were sitting, playing loud music right under my sukkah. I couldn't sleep. Now, technically, I would have been potter from sukkah because if I couldn't get rid of them, because no normal human could sleep with everything that was happening there. But let's say I would have, that would happen all the time. And I would have that a sukkah over there. I have a sukkah in the back of the house, but far away from it. So the more is if I put the sukkah in a place that I will be mitzvah, so there's no p'tur, not a sukkah, even when I'm not mitzvah. A sukkah has to be ro'i l'achila shtiyah v'sheina. And a sukkah that's not ro'i l'achila shtiyah v'sheina is not a sukkah. So then the question goes, okay, the Ramah says a very simple idea. That up north where he was in Poland, in Krakow, it's too cold to sleep in sukkah. So therefore, what do you have? He says, well, wait a second. A sukkah that's not roi, l'achil eshtir v'sheina, not a sukkah. So maybe you can't eat that. The answer, no. And Ramah brings these two halachas one after the other. The answer is as follows. I'm defining what is a diras arai. What the sukkah, the structure is a diras arai. The way I treat it is a diras keva. So a normal diras arai is where I can eat, drink, and sleep there. But if you're all the way north where it's freezing cold, the definition of Diras Arai is only eating and drinking, not sleeping. And that's the first idea in the Rama. And now, when talk about, for instance, Yerushalayim, it's generally very pleasant. One year, it got a little cold. So I brought a heater into the sukkah, no problem. I was able to sleep there. Now, the question is as follows. Not so simple. So when I was living in Chicago, it got very cold there. Very cold sukkahs. And it was freezing cold. Now, had I brought 20 blankets, who knows how many heaters, I probably would have been able to sleep there. But the question is, I have to treat it like my house. In my house, it was that cold, I'd pick up and leave the room. I wouldn't bring 10 blankets. Yes, if I could turn on the heat, I'd turn on the heat. So the Basha says, you're not mechuyev to do that. You're not mechuyev to do that. You have to treat it as your house. Yeah, I could bring... Now, if you go further south, sometimes, I know in Miami, you have another problem. It gets too hot. So, but if it's too hot in my house, what do? I have an air conditioner. The fact that it's too hot and you don't want to bring a portable air conditioner in there doesn't bother you from sukkah. Means I have to treat it like my house. So 20 blanket, yes, if it got cold one night, it was freezing cold in my house, I could get 20 blankets, pile them up and sneak underneath. But I'd probably just move somewhere else. I'd find a different place. There was one room, I go to a different room. So when we define what is a mitztayer, it's a very subtle thing. A mitztayer in a sukkah is that treat it as your house. If that was the room where you were, let's say something went wrong with my upstairs neighbor and his plumbing was dripping down on my dining room table. And nothing I could do about it. So I'd move to a different room. I won't keep eating there. Okay. And that's the definition of mitztayer. Would you, in your house, deal with it? Oh, it's a small inconvenience. Or it's enough of inconvenience, you change the way you deal with your house and maybe go somewhere else. If it's 20 degrees outside and there's no heat in the house, I find a different place to sleep that night. That's what normal people do. So the Rama, though, wasn't 100% happy with the heter of the cold. And he says, V'linira, Meshum de mitzvah sukkah ish ubeiso, ish v'yishto. If I don't have a private sukkah, so I can't be in the same sukkah with my wife, so then I'm not mechuyev. Says the Rama. The Gra doesn't like this, and we'll see why. But what does this mean? The Rama is a very, very indicting thing against Yeshiva Bachur. That means the Rama isn't so happy with the idea of cold. And he has to come up with enough to lean near it. I don't like the idea of cold. Why? Mirza Shembli Neta next week will discuss, next week is Slichas. So at least I hope next week we'll have a better attendance. And I won't have to assume that people are in the improper places on a Motzei Shabbos. Okay. We'll discuss certain aspects and understanding of what is a mitzvah and how to define it in a much deeper way. Mitzvah Shemblev, Nina, the next year.